Welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Dr. Craig McFrazier
alongside Big Joe Dubin and Parker Kelly behind the glass. Joe Dubin's back from his LinkedIn
No, don't even begin.
No, I'm serious. You and Chase do a pretty good job with that. I know Chase has all the accolades for it, but at the same time, you went with him to this national convention.
Well, that was last week. So this past weekend, a lot of us ex-Chippendales got together down in 30A and just kind of had a weekend together.
Yeah,
it's good times down at Club La Vila down in Panama City, and so we all get together once a year and
you ate over there at
talk
Pickles,
about the
right?
good old times, right? That goes on. Then we go to the Spinnakers and just dance the night away.
Wow.
So it's a good time. No, I spent some time off. So football starts basically today.
Yes.
Because the Titans have their presser at noon, and then everything else rolls after that. So I had to get down and see my granddaughter, because once the weekends kick in and with MTSU kicking in and traveling, it's just kind of difficult to go. So my daughter and them live down in Mississippi, and so I had to go down and see them. But Chase, though, is off another day. Speaking again, today he's speaking downtown to the National Procrastination Meeting Club, which has been postponed three times. So he's doing that today. He'll be back tomorrow in good times. But we're excited because tonight's a Coldplay concert.
Is it so?
It is.
Is that where you
really excited about going to that tonight?
I don't think I can name
if you put a gun to my head, I don't think I can name a single Coldplay song. Somebody said Leaving La Vida Loca. Isn't that Ricky Martin?
Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
Viva La Vida.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Parker Kelly behind the glass today.
Yeah.
You failed to shout out Parker. I mean, he's no David James, but Parker Kelly.
Hey, I can never be David James.
Wait a minute. I did it at the start of the show. I introduced everybody.
Okay. Just making sure.
It wasn't as glamorous as I was hoping for, I will say. I
mean, right. It's kind of like Parker Kelly.
We just have Parker Kelly.
Yeah.
You got to get it up there. So,
I said Parker Kelly.
What is it? La Vida Vida? Is that
Vida
the name of the.
La Vida.
Excuse me?
Viva La Vida. Some people say Vita La Veda, however, but it's Vita La Vida.
Okay. I don't even know how that goes.
It's really good.
Is it? I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Are you a Coldplay song guy?
I like Coldplay for the most part, yeah.
Give me another song I might have heard. What's the one that says, time goes by, I got no friends?
Is that Clocks?
Clocks. That's
Clocks is a good one.
Yes.
Clocks
Isn't
is a good
there one.
One
that's like Cloud Full of Stars or something? Yeah. Sky Full of Stars. There we go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, they're the most popular band in the world right now because of what happened.
Because the whole hugging thing at the concert. Yeah.
Yeah, just don't bring your side piece tonight. You should be good.
Don't get caught.
Is that a firearm? Some say it might be.
Some say
it. Don't bring that either.
Hey-o. Nah, but there's a electric guitar version of that song, Viva La Vida.
Uh-huh.
It is incredible.
By them?
No, just
by some dude?
People did just do it.
Here's the deal. I'm not a stadium concert guy. I think it sounds terrible. I think all stadium concerts I've ever been to sound terrible.
Really?
Is that just me?
Maybe just you.
You said you went and saw Luke Combs. You're like, Luke, he's the greatest.
Well, I mean.
It sound good?
Yeah, it sounded really good.
Okay.
It sounded really good. To the point where I was like, wow, I paid $75 for this?
That's country music. I mean, you throw a little steel guitar, a little fiddle. I mean, that could sound good anywhere.
That stuff just echoes into just heaven. It's great.
I mean, Guns N' Roses a few years ago was so loud and the sound just took off. And I was like, gosh, it's like somebody put a muffled transistor radio in my ear. And I was like, it didn't sound, but I don't know. You should go tonight to see.
What's tonight? Tuesday?
Tonight's Tuesday. When does your little soccer team play again?
They play Friday night in San Diego. San Diego.
How's the soccer team? I was off. How's the soccer team doing?
They won 1-0 this past weekend against Toronto. It was a little bit of a shaky match for the most part, but they seemed primarily in
control. But they won.
Yeah, they did.
That's all that matters.
Back-to-back wins after the little Inter-Miami mishap, so which is good.
And
back-to-back shutout wins, which is great.
But you guys don't call them shutout wins, do you? And there's some dumb soccer term y'all use.
I think shutouts.
Like Blanco or something stupid.
Blanco.
Blanco. Is that what y'all
just got Blanco'd.
I don't want that.
What do y'all use for shutouts?
I don't know. Just call it nil.
Is that it?
2-0, 3-0, 1-0.
Okay. All right. So where does Nashville City stand in the table right now?
In the table, they're number two.
Since y'all don't do standings, which is really difficult for
y'all. They're right behind Philadelphia.
This is in the East, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And San Diego is actually the best team in the West.
Okay.
So they're going to San Diego this Friday to take them on. It's like a 9:30 kickoff, I believe.
But, okay.
They're 1 point off of the Supporter Shield, which is the best record in MLS regular season. So this is a big game for them Saturday. If they can at least come out with a draw, I think that's their best option right now.
0-0.
0-0, yeah.
Do you get points for a draw?
1 point.
That is ridiculous.
Well, that's just how it works.
You should get no points for having a 0-0 game.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay, so I'm good with this.
Yeah.
Analogy on all that.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. So, they got a good shot at the playoffs, which starts sometime in the spring of 2028, right?
No, around
good
like
Lord.
October into September, something like that.
I remember they played a few years ago. They
went middle of October.
They went to the playoffs and they played one game and got beat. Might have been up in New England. It was like 8 degrees.
Philadelphia?
No, it was up
penalty kicks.
Was that Philadelphia?
Yeah, I went to penalty kicks.
Two or three years ago?
Yeah, I think
so. Is that Philadelphia?
I think so.
I thought it might have been New England.
It may have been New England, but I remember.
How do you not know this? That's your literally your job is covering the soccer team.
At the time, I wasn't covering them yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
All right, so but it was into November.
Yeah.
That's just way – and it starts in February. It's way too long of a season.
Go look at Europe. It's different.
I don't live in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody cares.
I live in the United
something
States.
I do care about. I want to get your opinion on the Will Levis situation that happened yesterday.
Why are you pivoting on me?
I'm not pivoting. I just wanted to know. I just I want to give you enough.
Hey,
time
have
to
we, react. Has anybody talked about Will Levis? I'm not sure.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've heard it all day, every day.
My thing is the Will Levis. All right, it's a surgery. You're not walking into this like an arthroscopic. You're getting reconstructive surgery on your shoulder, from what I've read. Is this correct?
That sounds right.
So, and you're out for the year? I don't know why people think he's playing a joke on the tie. It's a surgery.
Yeah.
Surgeries aren't a joke. So, if your shoulder is hurt, go get it repaired. And they're like, oh, he's leaving the Titans in a bind. You think the Titans give a rat's ass about him? Go get your shoulder replaced.
Probably if
that's
not.
What it needs. That's what you have to get done. I don't see the problem in having shoulder surgery. Am I missing something?
I don't think so. I think it's more of now everybody doesn't have a storyline to go off of in training camp of, well, if Cam Ward ends up, you know, struggling and Will Levis ends up doing good, there's actual quarterback, you know, back and forth.
He was never going to start for this football team. Stop it.
Well, yeah. But
stop.
I mean, people love their storylines, though, Joe.
They do, but he was never going to start for this team. Amy Adams was not going to let Will Levis start. I'm telling you right now, he was never going to start.
That's fair.
For this team. And if Cam's your guy and Cam's not ready to go week one, that's on your coaching staff.
Yep.
Because you have praised him and said how great he is all throughout everything. That's on you. But Will Levis' shoulder, sir, I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Why people are mad at him?
I think Titans fans just have to find a way to get mad at somebody, and I think Will Levis is the easy out.
I'm amiss at this. I don't understand why.
I'm not mad at him. I mean, I'm with you. I think it's a good business move. You're not going to get any play time this year. Might as well start suiting up for another team and get your shoulder all fixed.
So somebody was like, well, his shoulder looked fine in camp, OTAs, right? So my roommate blew his knee out in a game, pretty bad. Jogged off the field. No discomfort. Right, and his knee was blown out. So you hurt your shoulder. I mean, there's injuries that happen that you don't have to be like, oh God, my shoulder. Parker, did you go to the DCA camp with Will Levis that day?
I didn't.
Okay.
I was coaching at Green Hill that day, actually, while it was going on.
At your alma mater, you did not go see Will Levis.
No.
Okay.
What's the incentive?
Sorry. Will Levis. You could have given us a shoulder update.
Pretty big incentive right there.
Proud alumni.
That's right. So the fact that he's not walking around, oh, my shoulder, being a drama queen, so your shoulder hurts. Get a surgery. Then go on.
I think in his mind he thought, maybe actually I do have a shot at this. Because I was reading TD's, you know, article, and it said, you know, he was pretty adamant in going into OTAs earlier on this year and saying, you know what, I actually have a good shot at this. So then, boom, you shoot up your shoulder every practice just about. That's kind of my thought. I'm just putting puzzle pieces together, but that's what I would do.
You think he was shooting his shoulder up?
Yeah. To numb the pain? Why not?
Okay, if it's that bad, and I have no problem with surgery. The fact that people have a narrative that said, well, he's screwing the Titans over. What? I don't get this.
Well, I can see how some people might be mad just because, and Connor mentioned this yesterday, Brandon Allen, who's backing up Cam Ward now, has like 1,100 career passing yards.
Okay.
Which is fine. But
he's a backup.
Yeah. But also, too, I look at him as I said this yesterday as well, as like a player's coach. Kind of like on the bench because he's been in Callahan's system in Cincinnati. He understands the playbook, and even Brett Kern mentioned it yesterday. He understands those passing patterns, those certain routes that
Cam
may not be, you know, accustomed to.
Sure.
So you have that guy to fall back on. But as for, you know, being good under center, I mean, we're not saying Willis is great, but yet he has more of the Joe Fuel youth aspect to his game rather than Brandon Allen.
So he's an on-the-field coach for Brandon Allen, and that's for Cam Ward.
Yeah.
What would it take not to start Cam Ward week one? Honestly.
That's a great question.
What would it take? I don't understand this. He is your quarterback. You drafted him number one.
Some form of an injury. I mean, if it's not an injury, then he has to have like mononucleosis or whatever they call it.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Who's they?
Some people just call it mono.
Same thing, man.
I know, but some people short and do abbreviation.
I just don't think that I think he's, if he's not ready to go, that's Callahan's fault. That's Bo Hardigree's fault and the offensive coordinator who does Nick Holtz.
I made that comparison yesterday to Connor. I said, what is the difference between Nick Holtz and Brennan Allen? Really, what is? Because you and Chase, you had a great interview with him last season going into training camp. What is his job? And he said, well, I just, you know, paraphrasing, obviously, I'm the second opinion for Brian Callahan to help him choose a play.
And you got a quarterback coach. I think sometimes you get too many cooks in the kitchen that you're talking to everybody, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's football. You teach him, coach him. He's smart. He's a good kid. He's got a great arm. Understand? Don't complicate things. I don't know why this is so difficult for everybody.
I don't know, man.
So Brandon Allen's a backup. He's a backup quarterback. That's his job. And Will, did you really want to see Will Levis start the season after what we saw last? You had your opportunity. You're terrible. Yeah. You didn't do the job. Now get your shoulder fixed and move on. And somebody's like, well, you know, maybe to the point where he realized nobody was going to trade for him and go and get. Who would want him? If I know you've got a steak sandwich in there, okay. And I know you're like, hey, Joe, I'll trade you a steak sandwich for your peanut butter. I'm like, no, but I know you're getting rid of that steak sandwich at 1 o'clock because you're full. So am I giving you my peanut butter?
No.
I'm waiting to put the steak sandwich back in the refrigerator, and I'm taking your steak sandwich from you. It's that simple.
Home,
no, you're
man.
Not.
Yeah,
you're taking Will Levis home? You're not. No. Your steak sandwich is Will Levis.
God, it's gross.
It is gross, right? So you're not going to get rid of it.
Horseradish on the sandwich, too?
I love horseradish.
Oh.
Yep, I do.
That's a beautiful analogy.
Thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah, it works. Mm. Feel free to steal that for your little show you do down the street there, whatever that podcast is. Was it Raising Air or something?
The Air Raid.
Air Raid. There
Fast
we go.
In honor of Mike Leach.
Honor of Mike Leach.
Can't disrespect it.
So that's I'm taking your steak sandwich that you're not going to eat later on. That's Will Levis. So I got no problem with the shoulder surgery. I don't know why you guys do. Not you, Dr. Crane, but you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, I think a lot of Nashville and especially Titans fans in general, they got to find something to be mad at. And they can't be mad at the team right now because they're going into training camp, so which is the thing.
You're the worst team in football with the worst roster, probably the worst coaching staff.
Are they worse? Are they?
They picked number one.
Yeah, but look at Carolina.
They picked number one. Okay. What more do you need to know? That they're not number one.
Strokes this morning?
Something,
ESPN
right?
ESPN has the Titans ranked as the 28th best roster heading into the season.
Who's last?
The Saints.
Oh.
Saints didn't pick first.
No, but their quarterback situation is not any better than the Titans.
Their starting quarterback is Tyler Shuck, who is a second-round pick.
What about Spencer Rattler?
He's the backup.
The rat attack.
Okay.
Rat poison.
Gosh, that title. They're all bad.
Yeah.
Titans pick number one. That's my base point, is the fact they pick number one.
That's fine.
They're bad. All right, today's Titans press conference at noon with Mike Borgonzi. Is Callahan speaking too? Did I see that?
I believe the whole brass is, yeah. The
whole brass. Yeah. And I got my one question. I ask every new coaching staff. I didn't go there last year because.
You going this year?
Yeah, I'm going to go there at noon today. I'll ask my question. I've asked every coaching staff since Jeff Fisher, and I've got different answers from every coach.
Okay.
Maybe we can sit together.
Are you going?
Too? Yeah.
You're going to be taping for your little podcast?
Not for the podcast.
For
social media.
Hey,
social
media. Jim White, congratulations, by the way. He got inducted to that Sports Writers Hall of Fame.
Why don't you tell him?
Well, I mean, you know, you'll be there. Just pass along.
Can you not text Jim White and say congratulations?
Yeah, I texted
him. The fact Jim White has not been in 20 years ago is a shame.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I text him on his birthday. Happy birthday.
So. Okay. So what questions would you like to ask? I got a question I like to ask the brass today when they're up there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this question that I ask, and by no means am I any good, I just ask a question, is I've gotten different answers from Fisher, Munchak, Wisenhunt, I'm going on the list,
Vrabel.
Malarkey, and Vrabel. So now I'll add Callahan to the list.
Out of those that you've asked, which had the most interesting answer?
Fisher.
Okay.
Because he was seasoned, because it was like 2008 season when I asked this question. And you Munchak was pretty good, too. The rest were awful.
You asked it every season, not just under each coaching regime, correct?
I'd ask it, but each coach.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, each year Fisher was here, you didn't ask him that same question.
Yeah, I did, 2007, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Munchak, 11, 12, 13.
Wow.
Wizen up 14, 15. Malarkey, 16.
I'm thinking, who's this guy asking the same question?
Malarkey didn't know. I was a Malarkey fan. A lot of people, I like Mike Malarkey. Okay. I he got the team to win a playoff game. They had not won a playoff game since 2003. And on the road, they went on the road, beat the. I had no problem with Malarkey.
Okay.
Until he had that press conference where he called out Amy and John Robinson, was just bizarre. So you figure out what question you liked. If you'd like to ask a question today for the Titans brass, what would you ask? Let us know. 615-737-1025. As they meet the press today with all that. We got much more coming for you live here from the Busy Bee.
Yes, we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where what? The buzz is always about great service.
And this show is brought to you by
the Omni Nashville Hotel,
where you can hear Chase and Big Joe Friday live down there.
This Friday.
Yeah, because we're at Titans Wednesday and Thursday.
That's right.
All right, we're off and running. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane in.
I'm in for Chase McCabe today.
For Chase McCabe.
Yeah.
Parker Kelly. David James 2.0 is also in today on the show until 11 o'clock. Well, we'll get your responses. Lots of fun headed your way today right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back here to the Chase McCabe and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Be down there on Friday. Yeah. Good times. Titans brass meets the media today at noon. They hit the practice field tomorrow, so football is kind of officially here with practice and everything, so we hear a lot about the Titans. So today the Titans brass meets at noon. I asked on our text line, 615-737-1025, what would you like to add? One question they to ask them. I'll tell you my question every year, and it's a simple question. And I'm going to ask Callahan or Borgonzi, whomever, say, the team you put on the field Wednesday, can that team win the Super Bowl? Simple question. It's not a gotcha. I'm going to get you a tickle, tickle. It's a, can this team, and if not, why? Tell me why.
Yeah.
It's a simple question. Fisher said, hell yeah. Hell, the team I put together. We all come together. I have a coach in heart. We can win the Super Bowl. And that was in 2007. They made the playoffs. 2008, they started out 10-0. But that's the question. And if it's not, why? Why is not the team on the field tomorrow? What do you have to do to get that team to the Super Bowl? Are you afraid to call out players? Or, you know, it'd be like, hey, you know, our linebackers got to play great. I mean, they need a lot of help, play great. We need pass rushers. That's my question. What about you?
I'd probably, if I was Callahan, I'd ask, what did you work on in the offseason to help you, you know, get better this year?
You would ask Callahan that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's role play. All right, let's go to Dr. Crane there in the back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Oh, we're at the press conference. Oh, we're doing this.
What the hell do you think I'm doing here?
I don't know. I thought
we're role playing at the press conference.
Sorry, I thought we were at the grocery store or something.
No, that's weird. All right, start again. You, young man in the back.
Yes, right here. Thank you.
Identify yourself, please.
Nick Frazier with 102.5 The Game.
Oh, big, love the station over there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is that the Jared Stillman station?
No. Yes, it is, but different show.
Pass. Next question. All right, yeah. Go ahead, young man.
Yeah, Callahan, just would like to ask you, what have you worked on this past offseason that's going to help you this upcoming season?
All right, great question. Well, let me ask you this. What have you worked on to get better?
You know, I've worked on a lot of things.
But give me one.
I don't have to give you one. You're the one that's needing to give me one.
Maybe I'd like to hear what you've done to get better.
Sure.
See, here's the deal, brother.
Yeah.
Let this be known. And people on Radio Land, take this well. When you're cornered,
yeah,
you ask that question back to somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? No, I'm asking, what are you doing here? Well, what are you doing here? And then you get in a back and forth of no, you get nowhere, you get no ground.
Right.
So I would do a thing where I'd ask you the question back.
Mm-hmm.
So ask me another question. Anything.
You put cheese on your pizza?
Do you put cheese on your pizza?
Oh. I like the way you do this. You like flat wings? You like drumsticks?
What do you like? You just keep going back and forth, man.
Yep.
It's that scene from the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
When he's talking to her in the bookstore. He's like, what do you like? She's like, what do you like?
Yeah. Steve Carell's great in that movie.
And then it's go back and forth. I think your question's better than my question.
Is that so?
I actually think that's what have you done? I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
Because last year you had no idea what you were doing as a head coach.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right. Absolutely right. And I think this year going into the season for the Titans, you look at the departure. I'm calling it a departure with Will Levis because he's not going to see the field again in two-tone blue. It opens up more of a window in the quarterback room. And I mentioned this yesterday with Connor, is that you now rely more on Brian Callahan's system to work for Cam Ward. And if it doesn't work for him, then that's where the head coach is out and you have to stick with the quarterback and really, truly develop him. Because you can't do nothing at that point. You really can't.
No, that's a good point. Andy on our text line, 615-737-1025. Why didn't the Titans address the loss of Landry with a strong unsigned defensive end? You guys are terribly weak there, and there are some solid names out there. Thanks. That's a great question. Patrick says, hey, great question. I would ask, what would it take for Cam Ward not to be your starter week one? There we go, Patrick. Great minds think alike. Lenny, why do you get rid of coaches that have had and have recently good success and then hire one that has no background as a head coach? I don't think you could address that to – that's more to Amy because Brinker and these guys weren't there, right?
Correct.
Because they came really much last year. Justin, the Titans are not good until they prove they're not. They were the worst team last season, period. Okay, you're responding to something else. Wes in Clarksville. If Cam goes down because of that O-line this season, it's really going to be a disaster. And we get three wins again, Callahan will be gone, and Cam will have to start all over. And that's the one that we have talked about for quite a bit and with all that goes on. Nevada Josh says, I would ask them, what do you truly expect out of the team this season? And why aren't y'all wearing the Oilers throwbacks this year? It's because you can't beat the Texans in those jerseys. God, if somebody asked that question. That would be hilarious.
Well, it seems like they can't wear them because of Warren Moon in the number one, right?
That's right. Byron says, here's a question. Wife, hey, whose number is this in your phone? Byron, whose number is this in your phone?
That's good.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, with all that, yes, ask a question with a question to get the response that you needed. But no, Parker, you're going out there today. What question do you want to ask?
I want to ask about L'Jarius Sneed.
What are you going to ask?
Why is he not healthy?
Why are you not healthy?
That's great.
No, what do you want him to say? He had a knee problem? I mean, I don't know.
Why hasn't he been available to talk to the media? Don't you think the rest of us deserve an answer?
Don't you deserve an answer?
I do. I do.
We don't.
The fans deserve an answer.
You'll get this. We don't deserve any. You know this. You're a good Christian man. We don't deserve anything in this world, right? And that we know that.
That is true.
True, right? So, that's a good one. But I think he'll deflect on that, kind of like, well, you have to talk to L'Jarius about that.
You got
to
ask Callahan that. You can't ask Bergonzi or Brinker because they won't answer.
No, I think I want to hear – I know Callahan's speaking tomorrow before practice. I do know that at 8:45. But I want to hear him today when it's kind of unfiltered and there's a lot of time at hand. And I don't want to hear from the GM. I mean, I guess the GM a little bit, but I want to hear from Callahan. He's a guy on the field coaching. Am I missing something with this?
No. I am curious, do you think there will be a question asked about the whole, like, noose thing at the new Nissan Stadium? The
building? No.
No? Just curious.
No.
I mean, it's
what's the resolution there?
Nothing, but they may have an update. I don't know.
I don't think those are the ones to ask.
But it's their building.
I think that is a Metro Police question to ask.
Well, it's their building.
But some bonehead will ask that question.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to ask it.
I don't think that's the time and place.
Is Stillman going to be out there today?
I would hope so.
I thought he was under the weather.
Well, he did the show yesterday, so.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Jared's feeling better.
I mean, it's 12 o'clock. It'll be over by 1.
If he's going to be out there today, you know some hot questions are going to be asked.
Hey, Jared, chicken broth and pastina will help you out there, bub. I promise.
Chicken broth?
Yeah.
Barf. No,
are you kidding
me? Hey, there's a lot of guys that are putting beef tallow on their face. What is that? T-A-L-L-O-W?
Excuse me?
Beef tallow.
I know what beef tallow is.
But what is it?
It's like a healthier option instead of like using a lard. It's
what
like
part of the lard. What part of the beef does this come from? Or the cow does this come from?
I don't know, Joe.
Some dude's on all over Instagram about he's like 55 and he's like, beef tallow for 2 years. I got no wrinkles.
Let me look here. It is a rendered form of beef or mutton, as some people call it, primarily made of triglycerides, an industry tallow that is not strictly defined as beef or mutton. In this context, tallow is animal fat that conforms to certain technical criteria.
What in the hell are you reading?
I'm reading the definition of a tallow. It's basically animal fat, but I don't know what part of the body it comes from. I think it just basically, if you're trying to drain meat and there's fat draining from it, you just put it a bucket underneath it.
Kinda family like, show, I've told you this.
It's kind of like turning butter almost. You just put it under a 5-gallon bucket and let it drip in there and let it dry, and then you got your tallow.
Okay.
But it's a natural, more healthier option. I think McDonald's is doing beef tallow fries now. I don't know.
What? Do you rub fries on your face?
No. They get the beef tallow and they put it
in the
fryer.
But the question is, where the hell do you get the beef tallow from?
The dark web. I don't know.
All right.
I'll look up where you can buy
beef. I don't want you to read no more AI stuff because you get lost and then you can make me get lost and then we're both lost together.
Let's see. Where to buy
beef tallow. Some dude on Instagram is like, I've got no wrinkles. He's got no wrinkles.
Here's the thing.
I'll give it to him.
You can buy 100% beef tallow grass-fed. So if you like grass-fed beef, you can get beef tallow.
I'm not a farmer, but I've never seen a beef tallow animal running around.
Well, beef tallow is in everything. If you have a beef animal.
Is it in me?
Sure. Whatever you're like.
It sits in everything.
I'm not going to get to that. I'm not.
So what's beef tallow? Just in animals? I'm an animal.
It's a fat lard is what it is. It's
that's kind of rude calling me a fat lard on the air.
No, Joe.
Isn't a beef animal a cow?
Yeah, it could be a cow. It could be, whatchamacallit. It could be a what?
Maybe we should ask Callahan this today.
Yeah. Does he rub beef tallow on his face?
Yeah. And do you rub beef tallow on the football? Would it help?
Actually, that's not a bad idea, Joe.
Yep. And then you get escorted out of the press conference. And then Parker can ask some more of his air raid questions.
I think it would be a good running back drill, putting beef tallow on the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put two hands on the football with beef tallow. See if you can hold on to it.
What? Or Stick'Em?
Yeah, well, Stick'Em's different. Stick'Em actually has a sticky texture to it.
And Stick'Em's actually Stick'Em.
Yeah, and they outlawed that, I believe.
They did outlaw that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, we're still taking your question. What would you like to ask of the press conference today when the Titans brass meets at high noon today because football is back, I guess, unofficially, officially? I don't know.
No, yeah, it's official.
Yeah. I mean, they're on the practice field. High school's already started. College starts next week. So
Brett Kern said he was over there at practice yesterday. Not Titans practice, but I'm talking about high school practice. So they're ready to go. Ramped it up.
What school?
I believe FRA.
FRA?
If I'm not mistaken.
So, I missed that Brett Kern yesterday.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. He texted me yesterday. He goes, hey, appreciate it. I was like, yeah, anytime.
Oh, he probably got good questions yesterday for once.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Chase not being here. But, all right, we'll take a break. We're still taking your questions on our text line, 615-737-1025. What would you ask Titans brass today?
Yes, indeed. Hey, tonight, tune in to 94.9 The Fan as the Nashville Sounds take on Charlotte, at First Horizon Park. Pregame begins at 6:20 and first pitch at 6:35. Coverage will also be available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan. 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Yes, sir. More on the other side, 102.5 The Game.
All right, welcome back here to the Chase McCabe and Big Joe's Show on 102.5, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I can listen to Glenn Campbell all day long.
Oh, me too.
And sometimes I have.
You know, that song is pretty cool. My grandmother, when I was kind of getting to know my uncles for the most part, my youngest uncle, Michael, that was his favorite song growing up as a kid. And I actually got to meet Glenn Campbell. Yeah.
So you managed in about 6 seconds to make all this about yourself.
No, not at all.
5 seconds?
Two.
2 seconds. Yeah. Somebody asked me why he's so mean to him. I'm like, it's good natured love, man.
Yeah. I look at Joe as like the fun uncle, man. He's great. He's great, seriously.
It's like, oh, he's drunk on Goldschlager again. Move him to the bedroom.
And beef tallow.
That's right. Watch out now. We're still taking the question, what is beef tallow? No. What would you like to ask the Titans today? If you had a chance. Now, Troy Smith on Twitter, because I said, what question you ask? I said, I don't know if the team wins the Super Bowl. He says, that's hilarious. A better question, honest question, is can this team go better than 500? Dr. Crane, I ask you, then I'll ask Air Raid Man back here.
Yeah.
What's the goal? Why do you play pro football? What's the goal?
To win a championship.
What's the championship?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't know what other else is there. Tell me I'm missing something.
No, you're not. And this was something that crossed my brain yesterday, and I think it was after Chase came on, but I asked him a question like, what is the, I guess, pressure on Brian Callahan at this point? Is it to, I guess, now that you have Will Levis off the, I guess, not books, but just out of the equation, is it 3 or 4 more wins now instead of their win total was at 6? Is it now 7? Is it 8? Like, to me, once, you know, anytime you grab something and you let go of some weight, that tends to go up. Gravity tends to make that object go higher.
Correct? So you're saying because Will Levis is out, they're going to win two more games?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you smoke before the show?
No, Joe, it's mentally, if I'm Cam Ward, I know, and I don't think he was thinking this way, but if it were me, I don't have to think about somebody trying to compete for the job I'm already working at right now. Okay. I now know I have the solidified number one quarterback job. I know that I can focus on getting better rapport and chemistry with all the wide receivers around me and focus on, let's just put it this way, if you're an offensive lineman and you have some, let's say, soft points in your game, or say if Cam Ward tends to have some soft points and where, it, say if he, his feet, I guess, I don't know, say he has a three-step drop, say if he goes up in the pocket a little bit, likes to shift left. Say if he like gets up in the pocket, likes to shift left, that's an issue for him. Say he's trying to get rid of that bad habit. Maybe he tells offensive linemen, hey, I do this. This is a tendency I have. Help me not do that. So then you have those offensive linemen try to shift around that tendency of his. So maybe they just focus on that because now you have Brennan Allen, who's a well-seasoned vet that knows, I know the basics. I know my ones and twos. I don't need to really worry about any bad tendencies. So with a young quarterback in Cam Ward, I think if he has bad tendencies, that's where you have a veteran offensive line that can help with that, that can aid to his issue where he can finally get better at that and not have to worry about having two different quarterbacks when you have Will Levis, who his tendencies are just bad at everything for the most part. And so you have Cam Ward, who brings some form of consistency behind the offensive line.
Good Lord.
I know that was a ramble job for sure, but I mean.
Hey, you didn't hear what he said yesterday.
Oh, no.
He said Cam Ward was a top 15 quarterback without playing a snap.
I've already ripped him apart for that.
Yeah.
We know.
All right, so Air Raid Man, what's the goal of pro football?
To win the Super Bowl.
Right. Am I missing this? No, we're not missing this, right?
As a competitor, you should believe that even if your team sucks, you should believe that you're going to go out and have a chance in at least every game you play. That's the great thing about Diego Pavia. He never believes he's going to lose in anything.
Mm-hmm. He wins more than he loses, right?
Now, my assessment on the quarterback tendencies, is that a little off there, Parker, or is that pretty spot on with that?
Are you talking about the offensive line?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, my example with Cam Ward's tendencies of maybe leaning more left in the pocket when you do your three-step, four-step drop, then you step up in the pocket, go left a little bit. Is that, you know, for the most part right? Because I had a few quarterbacks in high school that did that.
Sure, yeah, and it just – honestly, this offensive line is going to be an X factor in terms of his development, but I think it's going to take a while to gel because you have guys that have never played next to each other, so it may be a month into the season before we really start to see them gel.
Right.
Okay. Good point. Yeah. Right. I mean, you got new offensive line guys in there. I mean, Cushenberry's not going to start. Under the center is going to be.
Yeah.
Then you got Zeitler who came in. You got
Zeitler.
Yeah. Zeitler?
I think it's Zeedy. Big Zeedy.
Big Zeedy. Yeah. Big Zeedy.
Zeitler.
Joe likes giving nicknames. He called Borgonzi Buongiorno the other day.
Yeah, or Bargatze. Right tackle, Dan Moore Jr.
Left tackle, Dan Moore Jr. Right tackle, J.C. Latham.
Left tackle. Thank you so much on that. Yeah, Dan Moore Jr.
Yeah.
I got it correct for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of camp, is like you get together and you build things up and you talk to each other. And
that's what I'm saying. You get Will Levis out of the equation, you can now focus on just saving one quarterback.
What do you mean out of the equation?
He's no longer in the equation of if he has
to. So you think he was bringing the team down?
A little bit.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask you this earlier before you went on that
tangent. Yeah.
Before you went on that, you know, all air traffic control, all flights, holding pattern, because Dr. Crane's got something here going on. All right. But doesn't competition make you better?
Yeah. But I think for Cam Ward's
sake, football, and somebody always pushed me. I was like,
Yeah, but
same for me. Same for me.
There's a difference with Cam Ward. I think there's a maturity factor. And Parker mentioned this yesterday. He has this very militaristic mindset, very, very organized, where point A to point B.
Who does?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Yeah, he mentioned that yesterday. I'm going off his words, not mine. But
why are you speaking for him?
He used it as an example.
So if you look at what he did at Miami, I mean, as soon as he hit the portal, committed to Miami, he came to Coral Gables, took that program by the throat, was directing everybody, and he had been there for a week.
Right.
And he was already directing everybody around. Same thing with the Titans. I mean, you see him trash talking with Jeff Simmons and guys like that. I mean, this is his team as a rookie.
I'm not worried about the trash talking thing. That comes with the territory.
Yeah, right.
But like,
it's just impressive because he doesn't back down.
Exactly. And so when I'm talking about point A to point B, when he's so organized, that's something you didn't really see in Will Levis, if that makes sense. Will Levis was more of the, I guess, eye-catching, big arm throw.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I think Cam Ward has more of a mature aspect to his game, whereas Will Levis really didn't. He was more of a head case, kind of like me a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, I would compare you and Will Levis on the same page. But I think
I don't journal and lie about it, so.
Who lied about it?
Will Levis. He said last year that he was journaling to help his mental headspace. I don't journal. So that's a difference.
So you think he's lying?
I think he lied a little bit about that.
About journaling?
Yeah.
He also said his head wasn't in the right place all last season.
Yeah. So
my question is, where was it?
Where was yours?
See?
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Turn the question around on the guy asking the question.
Yeah.
And leaves him just like, and they don't know what to do. It's the same way, like, I've told this before. If there's a ghost in your house.
Oh, I don't do that.
No. Go at the ghost. Mm-mm. Because he expects you to run.
You go right through him.
It's the fact you're going at him. We'll get him off as like, unbalanced. He's like, I don't know, this guy's psycho. So if there's ghosts in your house, don't hide. Go at the ghost.
Explain to me this, Joe. Kind of not sports, but
yeah.
When ghosts actually physically harm you, I don't know if you've seen this or not, those like apparitions that scratch you in your sleep, how's that happen?
I think you're scratching yourself.
No, I don't think so.
Because they have precisely manicured nails.
Have you ever come face to face with a ghost?
Yeah.
Really?
All the time.
Okay.
I'm like, get out of here. I go at them. I attack them. And then they leave. Because then word gets out like, hey, this house, don't go. That guy's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You got any more reads for the break?
Not that comes up on my computer.
Nothing
here.
At all?
Maybe one.
Okay. Well,
you okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
One? Okay, thank you. Yeah. This September, Tim McGraw will be performing at Trintix? I don't know. Whatever. Rock the Cradle in Nashville, a meaningful event supporting newborns and moms at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown. Get your tickets now at rockthecradle.com or .org, excuse me. It got better, Joe. We're getting there.
Get there.
All right. There's more on the other side of the Chase and Big Joe show. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see you on the other side. 1025 The Game.
I mean, this song, right?
This is great.
I mean, Parker, you ever heard this song before? Tricks.
I have.
Okay. You can pull it back up if you want to for a second. Or you got rid of it, didn't you, already?
Yeah, he may have. There it is. Yeah.
There we go. We got to get to the main line here in a second. This is because it. Everybody join in with us. Come on, Parker. Sing it, buddy.
God is great.
Beer is good.
And what?
People are crazy.
There it is. Look, he sounds great.
That's
hey,
Parker Kelly.
He'll be at the Opry later on this week.
I love karaoke. I am a big karaoke guy.
Well, you should get you and Chase out one night karaokeing together.
I've seen videos of Chase singing.
I think
we could do a duet.
It's what you should be, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like Morgan Wallen and Brooks and Dunn or Luke Combs and whomever he sings with.
Parker Kelly and Chase McShow.
Big time.
You missed it yesterday. I think I might have accidentally called Chase McCabe Chase McShow. So, yeah. It was great. It actually smooth went together.
Nice. We're taking your questions about what question you would ask today. 8566 is a good one, and it's not about on the field, but kind of. Titans, why did you change the open practice policy where fans have to buy or get tickets now? For years, you could just show up and watch. Made the atmosphere great in those practices and exciting. Why limit that? I didn't know they've done that.
Yeah, they got to now pay those tickets. Because,
are they paying or they get them?
Because
I'm not paying a damn dime to watch the worst team in football practice.
Again, a guy that hates puzzles, I'm going to put puzzle pieces together. I believe, if this is what I would do if I owned the Titans, your season ticket holders, give them their tickets for free. It's included in their little package. And the people that are not season ticket holders, they end up having to pay for tickets. I mean, I would let everybody in for free, but that's what they're probably going to do.
We ask sports questions, and we'll get some good responses. Then we ask about beef tallow, and you guys flood our text line, which we love, so many responses about beef tallow. Jay from Laverne says it's a healthier way to cook and can be used for your skin.
I told you that in the break.
So would you take it out of the pot and put it on your skin? Wouldn't that burn?
No, like it's in a little like jar, and you just grab it with your hands and just rub it on your skin.
All right, but we still don't know where the beef tallow comes from.
I don't know. Some people are saying on the.
How do you go AI on your computer?
I don't.
And it takes you somewhere that
Trey,
nobody even. Trey.
Sorry. Never mind. It. Joe. It. I don't know why I said that. It's the Google AI thing. It's, you know, their search engine now, they've renamed it to Google AI. So it's still the Google search engine. So I don't know. I mean, that's how I look at it, Joe. I just read what's on the screen, and I shouldn't do that. I'm pulling a Ron Burgundy.
Wes Clarkson says, they better give these starters lots of play time in preseason. I'm tired of them resting starters when they need time to get better. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. The whole mindset, well, it's gonna get, if you get hurt, you get hurt. You're worried about some fat guy in Donaldson. Well, he should have been out there playing. You get what? That's what happened. Who cares? Who cares what people are thinking about you? Right? Yeah. If a guy gets injured and you're afraid Sports Talk Radio is going to rip you apart, then you're in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something again on this?
Are you?
I missed it, Beef Tallow, and I missed it on winning the Super Bowl.
I may have a solution for you on the text line. Ron, thanks for texting. He said it's beef kidney fat. So it's fat from the beef kidney?
From the cow.
Yeah, from the cow. So I don't know if that's true 100%. But I'm
well, how do you not know that? You've got a Google machine in front of you.
You too.
I'm kind of busy directing this terrible show.
Joe, you have a Google Chromebook.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
It's not bad either. Thank you. Come on now, man.
Clay
and Gallatin says, you just read that?
No.
Render beef fat any kind of beef fat.
See, I thought it was just any type of beef fat as well. But Ron's over here saying it's the kidney fat from a beef, like a cow.
Okay. 8547. Question: If you get at any player in the NFL, only one, retired or current, to the Titans roster, who would you bring into the organization and why? At any player in the NFL, I'm not bringing. Why would you bring in a retired player?
Yeah.
Current to the Titans roster, who would you bring in? Or I don't any player. T.J. Watt. Somebody could Miles Garrett. I need a pass rusher.
Give me somebody that can disrupt the passing game. Yep.
This football team was best when they had pass rushers. In 2000, they had in 99, 2000,
Javon
Curse.
Mm-hmm.
07, 08, they had Vanden Bosch and Haynesworth.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in 19? Landry had a good year.
Landry. Arden Key and Jeffrey Simmons, that was the recent one in the middle, but like edge rushers, no.
Who was good in 19? When the Titans.
Landry.
In 21. Landry was good. Yeah, okay.
Then he had that ACL injury that kind of put him back. But
was that into the 22 season?
I think.
I don't remember. But a pass rusher. Give me a pass rusher. Give me a feared pass rusher. And that's why these guys make so much money, because they're not growing them on trees.
Ryan Racpo, there's one of them.
Racpo was on the team in 17.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, when they won to get to the playoffs. This team has always been good. They got a good pass rusher.
Yeah.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, they did not have a good pass rusher. Then they get guys in who could rush the passer. Then it became really good. That's it. I mean, we got ruined on Javon Curse. You weren't even born yet. But we got
a little bit.
You don't remember Javon Curse?
Yes, the freak. Are you kidding me?
Not that you've looked him up.
No,
you.
I had one of his jerseys when I was a kid, number 90.
But in 90, this Titans
team
in 99.
Don't date me, Joseph Dubin.
I'm not dating you. This team in 99 and 2000 would not have been anywhere good had not been for Javon Curse. Everybody fueled off. Everybody, not fueled, everybody feeded off. There we go. Fed off him.
With beef tallow.
Javon Curse just destroyed people.
Yeah.
You go back to the 99 game when the Rams came to town. They were 6-0, and false start. Fred Miller had 6 false starts in the game. Curse was so in their mind back then. That's why you get a guy like a T.J. Watt and his brother, J.J. Watt, and you get a Miles Garrett. You get a pass rusher, a Micah Parsons, who you know is coming on every play. Khalil Mack, when he was in his prime, he's still pretty good, but Von Miller, same way.
Yeah.
You find that's why those guys get paid so much money.
Yeah.
Because they can't. You're like, oh, my God, he's coming. And then you're in the mind of your – then you got to double team him and free somebody else up. Just so much to get going on there. So I'd find a defensive player.
To be honest, I know the question was like, who would you grab in the NFL? I mean, kind of going to the draft a little bit. This is kind of way early for that. But Titans have to go all defense for the most part next year. I mean, I think they've kind of
– Let's worry about this year.
I know. Sorry. It's too much in the future.
Worry about this year.
Yeah.
Let's worry about this team. Because remember, Chase hates me saying it. You just got to be better than 3 other teams. That's it.
Why does he hate you say that?
Because I say it all the time.
But it's true.
Are you better than the Jags? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Equally. You better than the Colts? Equally.
Yeah.
What about the Texans?
Yeah.
They're not that much fun. Probably not. They're not that much far ahead of you.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it then. What else we got? You got another read over there for us?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, we'll conclude the first hour. Head to the second hour.
But, you know, we are talking Titans, so I'll give one read. One, just one, if that's all right with you.
Right now?
Or do you want two?
A commercial read?
Yeah, we'll just do one. Titans training camp gets started tomorrow. Tune in for player interviews and latest updates on the Titans at team preps for the 2025-26 season. Coverage of the Titans training camp is presented by Maceros in 12 South and Parman Energy Group, which isn't that sad, yeah?
That is sad, yeah.
That is sad, yeah. I love the sad.
This is the Chase and Big Joe show. A great – you don't want to miss hour two because you thought hour one was great. Good Lord.
Here comes something else.
Back with more right here on 102.5 The Game.